This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, episode 2, season 1. Today's video is called Hacks.
Hey everybody, Adam Mockler here. Now that we've reached 2 million subscribers on YouTube, I want to tell you all a story. A story that spans back about 13 years ago now to when I posted my first ever YouTube video, and I sounded like this.
Hey guys, Adam here, and today I'm going to be playing some Minecraft Survival. It's my first video.
I've clearly gotten a lot better at speaking now, but that was posted 12 years ago on April 16th of 2013. So we're coming up on the 13-year anniversary of the creation of this channel, actually. I'm just realizing that now. And we are about to hit 2 million subscribers. Or by the time I post this video, we should be there. I'm about 100 away by the time of making this. But this means a few different things to me. First of all, we are the largest Gen Z media company on the entire internet. We have built an infrastructure on YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms that is pushing the future in a better direction. Now, we make content for everybody of all ages, all lived experiences. But the reason I say we're a Gen Z media company is because our team of editors, of producers, the people that help me make these videos and help me research for debates, we're all young people just pushing towards a better future. And that's the beauty of it. But number two, I am building towards my childhood dreams, my childhood goals on a daily basis, while also building a beautiful community of like-minded people, while also pushing the country in the direction that I want through breaking news and debate clips and getting media hits that help me speak from the perspective of a young person. So I think I'm exactly where I need to be to achieve this ultimate vision. And I think that you guys are exactly in the right community to help me achieve this as well. It just means so much to me. So let's run through this story. How did I go from being 9 years old, making these Minecraft videos and Call of Duty videos, to then building this media company? Let's walk through it all.
Hey, what's up guys? Adam. Welcome back to episode 2 of Adam Tries.
Last night I had my back to school dance for middle school. So I've been uploading daily and I'm gonna keep on uploading daily. I think they've been getting better and better. So some of the teachers in middle school are very, very weird. But now in middle school, if you even get up out of your seat, you will get screamed at by a teacher.
All right, the story is pretty wild, and I'm going to show you all some clips that I've never played on this channel before. So it starts when I was about 5 or 6 years old. YouTube was becoming huge as a platform online. My family member that was a few years older than me, my aunt, had me make music videos with her. Or I guess looking back at it, she kind of just used me as a prop in these music videos that she made and then showed her friends afterwards.
Her name is Candy.
But either way, this got me really into production. I started to really enjoy the video making process. And when I got this mini blue camera when I was 7 years old for my birthday, I started to make skits with my cousins. And we would make and edit these skits on the family computer. They were pretty bad. It was really bad quality. I don't even know if I have most of these skits, but when I was 9 years old, I made this channel that you're looking at, that you're watching right now with 2 million subscribers. And I started to pump out a bunch of gaming related videos, just Minecraft videos, Call of Duty videos, videos about my life updates at school, how I didn't like the lockers or the teachers, or I was having, you know, friends that did this. All of these videos I was posting on my YouTube and editing after school and sort of building Mockler Media, but a decade ago. I mean, I would even have my best friend contribute to my Minecraft videos, kind of how Chris does. So I was building this apparatus based off of video games, based off of what I was seeing online. At the same time, my family has always been very politically inclined. My dad is Muslim. My grandpa on his side of the family is Muslim. My grandpa immigrated from Syria, and they always wanted me to go to Friday prayer. So I did. I got a lot of exposure, but I just wasn't quite buying Islam. So on my mom's side of the family, my uncle kind of opened my worldview when he introduced me to atheism and new ways of thinking. He said, you don't have to work inside the box. You don't have to work inside these traditional infrastructures. You can be creative. You can, you know, believe things outside of just Christianity, college, 9 to 5, life at work. So then I began to think, okay, maybe Islam and Christianity aren't all there is. And I began debating with my teacher in fifth grade about religion and about gay marriage. It got so bad that I got kicked out of class in fifth grade. And I remember I was crying in the hallway because I was a really, really good student. I was crying in the hallway and the principal told me that free speech doesn't apply on school grounds because, hey, there are rules. That is how it works. It's a private institution, right? So I was being disruptive. I got kicked out of class. And in middle school, I continued to make my videos, as you saw. And then, I don't know, by the end of middle school, I kind of just got burned out on YouTube. I didn't want to be the dude in school who was making Minecraft videos. I wanted to like get girls and go do normal things. So I ended up quitting YouTube and privating all of my videos.
I'm going to bring you guys a quick update video for my channel. So I really haven't had a lot of motivation to record over the past couple of weeks, and I kind of realized something about my channel that I kind of need to change.
And YouTube was like my main creative spark, so I had nothing for a bit until I started making music in high school and I performed at my homecoming. That's an entirely separate story for an entirely separate time. Remind me of that one because there's some really funny stuff in there, a lot of good songs in there. I got kicked out of my homecoming even because I was cussing too much in this rap song. Either way, I then graduated high school. And I started to go to college at Indiana University Northwest. Now, I took this film class at IU Northwest, and it reinvigorated my love for editing, production, filmmaking. I had been kicking this idea around in my head for a while of going to Trump rallies and talking to the supporters in a respectful way, but I just needed proof of concept. So I made sure I emailed specific people in my film class that I saw were talented, and I built my own little team. And then I built this project, recorded it, called Fear and Loathing on the College Campus. The teacher did not like it because it was really, really drug-related. Watch this.
We had two bags of grass, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, two sheets of Rick and Morty blotter acid, also a full galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, plus a pint of vodka and a quart of tequila. Not that we needed all this for the first week, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
But it was cool. The project was so cool, and it was edgy. My friend and I were basically going around campus acting like we were on drugs. None of those were real, of course. None of those were real. But we were going around campus interacting with people and then using those interactions as a storyline in the video.
I told the librarian everything.
No, you didn't, bro.
He knows about the weed, he knows about the acid, the vodka.
Nigga, what?
Aw, never called me that before.
Bro, what kind of... Bro, the narcs, they're fucking outside, bro. We gotta go.
No fucking shot.
Dude, I swear, I'm looking at him right now, bro. Dude, what's the fucking plan?
Alright, so this is a diagram of the Arts and Sciences building, okay?
Okay.
We're trapped on the third floor. There's a guard in front of each staircase and a lady at the front desk. We need to find a way out without alerting any of them.
Question. Is that us holding hands?
No, it's me passing you a joint. You got any ideas?
So my teacher didn't really like that skit. I got like a B or a C, even though I thought it was pretty good and creative. Maybe I'll release the full thing someday. But the point is, this skit reinvigorated my love for filmmaking and editing. And I had been kicking this idea around, and then I realized, 3 or 4 days after this class ended and I made this skit, there was a Trump rally two states over in Iowa for the caucuses. I was in Indiana at the time, in college at IU Northwest, and in Iowa, there were rallies. So I started emailing around, dozens of cameramen. Nobody responded except for one cameraman who said, this is my only free weekend for the next few weeks. This is my only free weekend. You have nothing on your channel. It's all private, but let's go see how this turns out. So I met up with this cameraman. He introduced me to his friend, and 2 or 3 years later, that is my main camera guy, my main man, Nathaniel, cameraman Nate. We still record together. We still work together, all because of these emails and this Trump rally that got rained out.
So Donald Trump scheduled a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, on the same day Governor DeSantis was slated to speak.
What kind of drugs?
Pot, for one.
You disagree with smoking?
You best your sweet bippy. I grew up with kids that, when it was just coming in, and I saw them make complete idiots of themselves.
We can go smoke some pot in my car if you want to break a law.
Not on your life.
Okay, sorry.
Then we were off. I was bankrupting myself every single week in order to go out and make a new video. Then I would go back to work. I would work for a few weeks, make $750, and then bankrupt myself again because I would spend that on cameramen and production, rinse and repeat. And what you see in those videos, that is just very genuinely me. In that video that I just showed you, I was like a 21-year-old stoner who was right about to drop out of college because my career was about to take off. And I represent so many 21-year-olds in America who just got out of COVID, were trying to find their way. Thankfully, I had these skills that I had built up like a decade ago prior, again, without realizing that they would come back around. And after these videos began to gain some traction and go viral, I remember David Pakman picked up one of the videos and covered it, and it meant the world to me. I watched David Pakman for years before that, so seeing him cover me, it was insane. Then I got picked up by Occupy Democrats, and then finally I signed with Midas Touch. They helped propel me into this current mode that I'm in now, where it's just constantly breaking ground, breaking news, building a team. I owe a lot to Ben Mycelis, Jordy Mycelis, Brett Mycelis, the Midas brothers and their team have helped me so much, really just grow. And then from there, it's just building, building, building. I live streamed at the DNC. I started interviewing politicians, and eventually I become the dude on CNN who is, you know, debating his heart out.
Can't you just take responsibility for it?
Oh, he's on the left. Wait, me?
But let's not do the, like, can't, he has to take responsibility because he's a Democrat.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You want me to take more responsibility than the president of the United States? I said Donald Trump created this environment over the past decade. You sat here and said, I need to take responsibility. I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You hold me to a higher standard than the man that
I'm
we just listened
to. I'm holding you to your standard of your punditry.
Donald
your
Trump
punditry
was just
is that
vomiting vitriol out of his mouth about how the other party is weak and evil. And he just said, the party of hate, evil, and Satan. You blind yourself to that, and you're focusing on a 22-year-old YouTuber. Oh boy, I guess to end this off, I want to point out a few things. First of all, that letter above my shoulder that I'm pointing to right now was written in sixth grade, and on it, I wrote down my subscriber count, which at the time was like 170 subscribers, and it said, I hope in 10 years, when you open this in 2025, you have more subscribers. And last year, in 2025, I hit 1 million subscribers. So because of you all, I'm able to build exactly what I've dreamed of, exactly what my vision is, and it's because of you all. So I know this video was about my journey and my career, but it's honestly not just about me. It's bigger than me. I have a team around me that makes this possible every single day. My main editor, Victor, we've got Hayden, we've got Rachel, we've got Ewan, of course, Micah, Chris. I've met so many great people throughout this all, like Joe, cameraman Nate, the Mycelis brothers, Scott. I mean, just so many different people have come along and helped me. Most of all, my family. My family has helped me so much. My immediate team and the people around me have given me so many chances. The producers at CNN, I owe a huge thank you to the producers at CNN for being like, hey, we're going to invite this kid a few times and give him a chance. That has genuinely helped me. So now I've got a long-term vision. I'm not going to lay it out all right now, but just to tease it, I want to build the biggest debate show in the country. I'm going to build the biggest debate show in America with the resources that we've built, with the skills that I've built over the past decade and a half, I guess, the production skills, the editing skills, the networking skills, the people that I've met, the resources that we've accumulated, the debate skills that I built, we're going to build a show. We're going to use that to push the country in the right direction. Narrative control is incredibly important. And again, thank you all for turning a small random Minecraft channel into one of the leaders in the political industry online. I can't thank you enough. We're going to continue to grow, to build, to fight for a better America. People always ask me if I plan on running for office someday, and I'll answer that right now. No, I don't want to run for office. I think the idea that me being a representative is the next step is a lack of creativity. There is so much for me to build, for you to build, for all of us to build out in this world, and that starts with a team. And that team works to push content across all platforms every single day, not missing any gaps, maximizing our reach. That turns into a debate show that we scale and scale and scale. I'm not going to give too much away. Just thank you all. Time to execute. Time to build.
I hope you guys enjoyed. Bye.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.